Blog Talk Radio.
Oh,
Problem.
There was so much negativity.
Hello, welcome to Politifier. Thank you, everybody, for taking the time to join. I am Prophetess Stacy, and this is Politifier. The two songs that just finished playing were I Know Who I Am by Shania and You Spoke Over Me by Ja'Kalen Carr. And I feel like the atmosphere has already been set. It has already been charged with the Spirit of the Lord for tonight. So I won't be long. All I'm going to say is use my sister on tonight, Lord. Use her mightily. And the next voice you hear will be that a prophet is paid. I'm ready for the word. Prophet is paid, you on the air.
Okay. Thank the Lord. Praise the Lord, everyone. Praise the Lord. Thank and praise God for his glory. I just thank and praise God for being who he is. I thank and praise God. Without God, we would be nowhere. Without God, we couldn't do anything. I want to give praises to God for who is the head of my life. I want to thank and praise God for his goodness and his grace. I want to thank and praise God for our prophets. Stacy, I want to thank and praise God for allowing her to allow me an opportunity to come on again and to be with you all again, and pray that I will say something. Pray that the word of God will bless you all tonight. Pray that it will be an encouragement to you all. Thank and praise God that the word is always an encouragement to me. And I thank and praise God for who he is, and I thank and praise God for everything that he is in my life. So I want to thank and praise God for even today, how God is just awesome. He began to bring my mind back to certain things to just let me know that who I am. And on top of that, I thank and praise God for many, 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 many years that God has truly have been really a blessing to me and my family. I thank and praise God for everything that he is to us. So thank and praise God for my sister praying, and I thank and praise God. But now, as I just said, a little brief prayer, I wanted to go ahead on and just get on into the message on tonight. And I want to thank God for all of those that's tuning in and all of those that are listening to the word of God. Father God, in the name of Jesus, I thank you even now, God. I thank you, God, for how you are, Lord. I thank you, God, for being who you are. I thank you, God, for even, Lord, just being the head of my life. Lord God, I ask you even now, God, tonight, Lord God, I thank you for how allowing Prophet Stacy to have me on for Living Fire on tonight. Now, Lord God, I ask you, God, that you would use me on tonight and that you would let me say what needs to be said. And Lord God, that you will let me hear what you need me to hear, what you're saying to me to say to your people. And God, I even thank you, God, even now, God, for what you want me even to see. I thank you, God, for even the ones that you allow me to call out that was used by you in your word, God. So, Lord, thank you in Jesus' name, God. I give you the glory and the praise for everyone that's listening, and I give you the glory and the praise, God, for everyone that's going to tune in afterwards. So, Father God, thank you for them even now. Could be elsewhere, but they're come on to listen to the word and to be also to be a to Philippify in Jesus' name, God, I pray. Amen and amen. I thank and praise God on tonight. I thank and praise God to how he just let us know that we are someone in him no matter what. I thank and praise God that we are accepted by him, whether we are not accepted by man or not. God wants us to know that we are accepted by him. And I'm so many people have fallen by the wayside because of circumstance, because of some things that comes up in their life. And I thank and praise God even because of the way that they was made, because of the way God brought them out to be. And it's neither was your fault, neither was your parent's fault because of the way that you are made. And I thank and praise God for even just allowing me to know that, because me, myself, was a target of that one point in time. But I thank and praise God for allowing me to be able to be an overcomer of those things. And I thank and praise God for and pray that you all are overcomer of things too. Because once we learn things, we're supposed to do better once we learn of them. And I, for a long time, I thank and praise God for allowing me to be able to share certain testimonies that went on in my life. And I thank and praise God how he'll allow certain things to happen in my life that I will be able to be a testimony, that I will be able to encourage someone. And I thank and praise God for allowing us to learn how to let the Lord talk to us. Let God let us know that we are here fearfully in heaven and wonderfully made, so that he made us in his image, and he did. And God created us the way he would have for us to be. I see many things on social media where people will say, pray for me because of this situation, pray for me because of that situation. And that is all good, because where you may be stronger in the area, someone else is weak in that area. And I think and praise God that we are strength, and we can be strong. The word tells us the strong is supposed to bear the infirmities of the weak. So we are to be able to help those that don't even know how to be strong, encourage those that don't know how to be encouraged. And I thank and praise God. I would like to thank and praise God for even how he allowed me. It blessed me so much that when I read it, and I'm learning a lot of things that God is bringing out. I'm learning that in the Old Testament, that those was great men and great women of God. Although they did things, although they suffered with certain issues, and although things happened in their life caused them to be able to struggle with some things, but they still, God still brought them out of where they were. And that's the way he's going to do us. And sometimes when we go through things in life, and when things hit us, and sometimes it causes us to be in a place where people won't accept us. And then sometimes we look at it that the way a person is looked at, because the way they was born, the way they was made. And we look at that situation, we see it as a burden, or as a, well they're not going to accept me because the way I am, or the way I look. But see, God don't see us like that. God see us, he see our heart. He see us individually. God see us all the same, but we are different in so many ways. And I thank and praise God for using us different. We are not going to be used the same way, and I love that about God. And that's the way he loves us all. And so I want you all to know that the greatest thing in the world that I really admire is about when God used Moses. I can somewhat relate to Moses. Moses had a speech impediment. He did, and he was ashamed of the way he were, and he did not want to go forward what God called him to do because of that speech impediment. So God had to really talk to Moses and to let Moses know that they will understand. You just say, excuse me, just say what I say. Just go and tell Pharaoh and tell him to let my people go. Let the people go. He did not want to do that. He told God. He said, "Why me, God? They wouldn't hear me. They wouldn't understand what I'm saying. And if you want to know where that's coming from, it's coming out of Exodus. And I'm thinking along. I'm gonna say long round this. the third or even the fourth chapter of an Exodus, those that know the story. And he did not want to be able to go on and carry that message and do that what God had called him to do because of the speech pattern that he has. And so he asked the Lord, would he allow his brother, I think his name was Aaron, would he allow him to go along? So he still let his brother go with him, but he still wanted him to carry out the message. And I believe the reason why God wanted his brother to go with him is because so that he would feel comfortable knowing that someone is there to translate what they don't understand, whatever he said they don't understand, he could tell them. But God was right there by Moses' side. He went anyway, and God was right there by his side, and God began to use Moses. And when he began to use him, he began to allow him to go, and he had to go so many times to speak to Pharaoh and to carry the message, to be able to carry. But he began to accept it. He began to go on, and he began to just open up, and he began to go on and just let God use him. God began to use Moses till he became a great man of God. And I love that about him. He still didn't want to do it, but he pushed his way. So God is allowing us to let us know, too, where you may look at what the people looked at him as, he probably was dumb and he couldn't talk and he couldn't speak good. And then how could God tell somebody like you something? You don't even know how to talk. You don't even know how to put your words in the right way. But see, that's how man do us. But God don't do us like that. I thank and praise God. I so often see certain people in there, and I have ministered to people where they'll say, well, prophets pay, why my child was born in a certain way, or why God had to make me this way, okay? Well, God don't make us all the same, and it was nothing that our parents did. It was just something had to happen. Something had to happen to, I say God used us in certain ways when we had to take what he, the way he made us, the way he put us to be a light, to be a testimony to someone else. Maybe if you share your testimony, what God brought you out of or how he brought you through, God will allow someone else to stand up and tell what they've been through. I've heard many things just recently. The other day, I got a message off Facebook from a young lady where her child has cerebral palsy, and she was saying how he don't speak and how he don't walk and how he can't say I love you, or he couldn't say a mom or a dad, okay? And she said sometimes she cries because she'll never hear those words. Well, sometimes you may not can say those words, but by the way the child looks, by the way the child look at you with his eyes and the way he smiles and stuff, God have many ways of showing us things. Even if it don't come through one way, but it will come out through another way. I thank and praise God even how he blessed me, where there was a time where where when my baby daughter was born, and she was born with so many complications. She had so many things, and the doctor was saying even she wasn't going to even make it, and they were saying that how she wouldn't even be able to walk. But I didn't believe what the doctor said. They were saying how she wouldn't be able to talk. And they were saying that she may not be able to eat on her own. We may have to do a feeding tube, and she may have to have a tracheotomy the rest of her life. We came in agreement, me and Prophet Stacy and many, we came in agreement. We went into prayer, and we prayed. Yes, a lot of things had got better with her. It had. And I thank and praise God that God brought her through after over 30-some surgeries. I didn't say it was the surgeons that did her what they did. I say God healed through all of it. He was the reason why she's here. She's walking. She's not on a pull up. She's potty trained. She can talk. She can eat. She don't need a feeding tube. She don't need a tracheotomy. God just brought her through. And I say this to say this. However God made you, maybe you may have a speech impediment. Maybe you may have a limp when you walk. Maybe you may have a way that you may don't hear too good, or you may don't see too good. But God still can use you no matter how. And no matter how people look at you, you still can be used through Christ. I even look at the woman that had the issue of blood. Although she bled for 12 long years, she still didn't give up. And she spent a lot of money. And she went to many places. And people laughed at her. And ain't no doubt about it. They called her dirty and they called her nasty. And they called her all kind of type of thing. But she didn't. And she probably felt bad. And she probably was saying some of the same things some of us say. Lord, why I'm like this? God, why I can't stop bleeding? God, what is going on? She probably did all those things. But you know what? She didn't give up. Because she heard of a man that can heal. She heard of a man that can heal and that can dry up all the blood and that can heal her situation, and he did. Although they scorned her and they pushed her away, God healed her, and she began to be healed, and she began to become a testimony to those and that believe and have the same situation. And I think and praise God that God can allow us to go into his word and to use some of his people, some of the people. He put those people in there and he allowed them testimonies to come forward so that we can go back. And that's what encouraged me a lot. And sometimes I'm going to say it. I know I might get talked about this later, but I'm going to say it. Sometime on Faith on the Line, I do Faith on the Line, prayer line, and I don't push Faith on the Line as hard as I should. And it's not because that I'm not who I'm supposed to be or not. God has not called me to be a prayer warrior, because he did. That's all I knew. I know it's prayer. That's all what's got me through is prayer. But I got this thing whereas though, well, people not gonna call in. They're not gonna listen. They listen to who they wanna listen to. They call in and they don't wanna listen to prayer. They don't wanna call in. Well, maybe because it's the way I sound, or maybe it's because the way I presented it. But God had to even work on me. I thank and praise God for prophets. Stacey, she was like, well, I don't know what's wrong with you, but you need to get it together, you know. And I thought about that thing so hard. I say, God, you know what? I thank you for allowing her to tell me those things, because I am fearfully and heavenly made, and you made me who you desire for me to be. And I have to push Faith on the Line, because you don't know. Somebody may see that, and they may need prayer just at the moment. With Faith on the Line, much needed, they may call in. I don't know who may call in, but God is allowing me to push Faith on the Line, no matter what. See, you can't be worried about what people think, how they feel, or how they may look at it. It's not even about them. And that's what the Holy Spirit began to convict me with, because he said, you're doing it for me. You're not doing it for the people. You're not doing it for how it looks. You're not doing it for how it may seem. You're not doing it for because no one will call in. If you only have two or three touching and agreeing with me, I will be a God in the midst. And I thank and praise God for allowing her to push me and to allow her to just say what God has been telling me all along. But sometimes we get hard-headed, and we don't want to listen. We want to go by our own way. So I have to tell God, forgive me, Lord. I don't want to do it my way, because my way is not your way. And my way, I'll mess it up. So I thank and praise God that so I'm not only just encouraging you all tonight and to tell you, you be who God called you to be. If God called you to sing, and I don't care how it sounds, it may not sound good to someone else. If that's what he called you to do, you do it. No matter what, you when you do it, you do it, and you do it pleasing unto God. You do it from your heart, and you let the God hear the way it is, because God loves it. God said, make a joyful noise. You don't just have to make a joyful noise with instrument. You can make a joyful noise with singing. And I think and praise God for that. And I'm talking to myself on that, too, because I used to sing. I don't hardly do that now. I'm talking about myself sort of tonight. This message goes for me more than do anybody that's listening tonight. And I'm going to encourage you all, too. Whatever God calls you to do, or however you may look, well, maybe you may be born with a certain way that one leg or short enough, long enough, well, however God do, you dance. If God put a dance in your spirit, you dance for the Lord. If God put a shout in your spirit and you can't hardly holler, you shout until God get the glory. I thank and praise God for letting us know in the word that we are fearfully. And we're wonderful and fearfully made in his word. And I thank and praise God. I thank God how he used Moses. Moses could have been just like Pharaoh, hard-headed and hard in his heart. But he kept on until he just kept on and he got it. He got it. He complained a little bit, but he got it together. And he began to go on and be able to do what the word of God told him. And not only did I even thank God how in the word of God were there was David. David did he did what he had to do, and many of you all read about David. And I thank and praise God that some of us put our shoes in David's feet and say, well, I can consider myself as a David. You know, God did these things that just so that we can look back and see how he really blessed them. He really blessed them. I look at how Jesus, when he was coming up, and he starts ministering at the age of 13 years old. I thank and praise God for that. And how he began to minister. Now I see people that really have a calling on their life, and they really go, they'll go forward, but some will just sit down on it, and they won't even move. And I thank and praise God that if you, God got any kind of calling on your life, no matter what the people in the church, and they are the biggest people to talk, the people in the church, because that's one reason I don't sing like I used to, because the church people will hurt people. But if you would just take your eyes off of them and trust God. And I told God, I said, Lord, even now I begin to sing around the house when it's just me here by myself, me and God. I said, God, I want to get back to that place. But church people is the worst ones to really just set up and have something to say about everything. But see, we have to put our minds in Christ Jesus. We got to focus on Jesus, because Jesus is the reason why we are here. He's the reason why we have the anointing to sing. We have the gift to play instrument. We have a gift to some people even have a gift to even a poem, read a poem. Whatever your gifts are, maybe your gifts are praise dancing, and I think of praise God, and I look at I'm gonna use my baby daughter for instance. She said she always says she's gonna be a dancer. She's gonna be a praise dancer for the Lord. But she's more than a praise dancer. She's also it's a little prophet coming up too, because she can see things and she can speak things and they will come to pass. And she also working also can on the laying on hands. Sometimes she'll if I'm not feeling well or her dad not feeling well. Or her, so she'll, you want me to pray for you? She'll lay hands and begin to pray. She will pray, and God begin to heal. And it's because she knows what God has on the inside of her. And it's because of how she came up. She even knows. She may not know the full thing it is about prophecy yet, but it's on the way. She's on the way. She's acting in it already. And that's what God wants us to do. He wants us to learn to be used by him. He accepts us no matter if no one else accepts us. If your mom, your dad, or your siblings don't accept what God calling you to do. You don't look at that and you don't worry about that, because the word tells us that we're going to be persecuted, we're going to be scorned, we're going to be lied on, we're going to be talked about, we're going to be laughed at. All these things is going to happen because the same thing was done to Jesus. And out of all of the things that he did, they still laugh, they still talk. And even the ones that walk with him daily, some of his own disciples. And I thank and praise God that they let me know we can't worry about the thing. And even now, I mean, when God began to pull some out of my spirit to say it, to minister, or to either post a word on Facebook or however he told me to do, I do it. Because one thing I want to do, I want to be obedient. You want to be obedient. So whatever you're battling with, you don't allow the enemy to use that as a stronghold. Whatever you're battling with, you don't allow your family member, church people, you don't allow them to use it as a stronghold over your life. You trust God, and you believe God to be what he will have for you to be. If you put everything you got into what you're doing for the Lord, God will bring that thing to pass. He will bring it out. He will bring it out to pass. I was ministering to my oldest sister earlier in some parts of this morning, around before noontime, and God began to have me to minister something to her, because she just coming into Christ, and she don't understand a lot of things when it come down to reading the Word of God, and she began to beat up on herself. And she was like, "Well, I wasn't in church long as you have, and I haven't been studying the Bible long as you have." And she said, "And I don't get it a lot of things, and I don't understand." I said, "Hey, hold up, we're not gonna have a pity party. We're gonna pray, because the Word of God tells us to study, to show ourselves approved, worthy." God wants us to study. You can't learn of God if you doesn't read about it. You have to read and ask God for wisdom and knowledge. Long as you're living on this earth, you can. The Word is going to always be there. It's going to be there. As long as there's a Word, it's going to always be. His Word is going to always be around. You got time to study God's Word. Don't beat yourself up. And the enemy comes in your head and begin to tell you, "Well, see, you don't even know what that means." You begin to rebuke the hands of the enemy. And you begin to believe God that you're going to read. And you're going to truly, I'm going to tell y'all my testimony. When I was coming up, in school, I wasn't taught anything. They didn't teach me how to read. They didn't teach me how to do anything. All I went to school, I was talked about. I was, you know, I was just, they were just calling me everything but a child of God. But even the teachers didn't even teach me. So when I began to learn, I started going to church about, I want to say I was 14 years old. That's when I began to go to church. And they used to have, well, where I used to go, they used to have Bible study. And when they used to pass out the little Bibles to people that didn't have the Word of God, and I was like, "Well, God, I don't know how to read that good. I don't know how to read that good. I can read some words, but I don't know how to read good." And I look at then, and I look at now what God has truly brought me from. The teachers didn't teach me. My mom didn't teach me. But God began to teach me through the Word of God. I learned to read through the Word of God. And that Word of God blessed me to read. And the more I read, the better I got. The words that I couldn't recognize, God began to allow me to sound them out. He began to allow certain minister or certain pastor to bring those words to pass. And it began to come up in my spirit. That's that word you've been trying to figure out. That's that word you've been trying to figure out what it is. And God began to do it. God is so awesome. He's so amazing. And he teaches us what we don't know. If you have opportunity to do anything, Now the Lord done blessed me with two daughters. And I even have to learn, teach them how to do words. God began to teach me. God have many ways of teaching you things. And now that I'm able to teach people, I'm able to minister people. Now I'm not ashamed to be able to tell people where I come from. And I just have a little slow for way pushing myself when it comes to faith on the line. But you all pray for me to get better. I thank and praise God for on tonight. Just want to let you know, you are fearfully and wonderfully made. No matter what circumstance it is, no matter what situation you were in, no matter how you was born, no matter how people even look at you, God still wants you to know that he created you just the way you are. He accepts you just the way you are. And it's not the way we look that's going to get us into heaven. It's the way we live. It's our hearts. And that's when people realize that and the body of Christ come together and they realize that, they will see that. I thank and praise God that he loves me, not because of how the outside looks, but because of my heart, because of my heart trying to live before him, trying to do what his words say do. So as I begin to minister to you all, to allow you, go up in the Word, get in the Word of God. Begin to read about Moses. You can find it in Exodus. Begin to read about David. You can read about David and some of the prayers he wrote and some of them in Psalms. You begin to read about Noah, how they called Noah. He was old drunk, and they say he was dumb. He didn't know nothing. But Noah knew how to build that. He knew how to build that ark. He knew how to build that boat. He knew how to build it, and God told him how big, how wide, how long, how tall. And he told him all of that. He knew how to do that. And God, that's when God tells you something, he shows you just the way to do it. Read these great men and women of God's story. You'll be amazing how some of them. I even read in the Word where a man had the widow hand, and God began to tell him to stretch out his hand, and he began to heal it. So, and I thank and praise God for that. Even the man that couldn't even walk. He was lame, couldn't walk. Nobody wanted to deal with him. No one wanted to deal with the people that they feel like misfits, can't do anything for themselves. And they begin to lure him. He couldn't get in through the door, so they begin to go on the rooftop, and they begin to lure him down to where Jesus was. And he healed him. Then the blind man couldn't see where he was going, blind Bartimaeus. Look at the blind man. He didn't know where he was going. He no doubt about it. He was trembling. And he had to go by hearing. He had to go by. He had to feel his way. But God still, he still got away. God still healed him. He healed his sight. And I thank and praise God for what he's doing. Even the great men and women of God in the world, how God began to do things. Even the things, so people look at us, and even people that been locked up for things that they didn't do, and some that been locked up and gave their life to God, and they not able to get a job because of the way what they did or what they are. God still loved them, and he still accept them for who they are. And long as they give their heart to Christ, God can use them. They still some good. No, nothing is, the only somebody ain't no good is the devil, because he got nothing to offer you. He have nothing to give you but bad report, bad things. He always got something negative to say. He always trying to do things not of God. And then he'll bring stuff and try to beat you all over the head with. Let us trust God. Let us trust God, people. Let us know that God accepts us no matter who we are. God accepts us if man don't. God accepts us if our own family members don't. God accepts us if we don't even accept ourselves. But you got to learn to have confidence and faith in yourself. And I want to thank and praise God for Prophet Stacy that pushing me. Come on, push faith on the line. Faith on the line is the faith is what I live. Faith is how what I come through with. Faith is all you have. Faith. The same faith that got me up when I was years ago, when I didn't know anything years ago, when I couldn't read, the same faith that got me through when I was sick, when my babies were sick, and God began to allow me to go through, and I began to speak faith, the same faith that when my husband walked off and left me, and I didn't go out there trying to do it myself to bring him back home, the same faith that God caused me to pray and to give it to him, the same faith began to bring him back home, and God began to change his life and begin to just work things out. The same faith that when I went through school, although they saying I wasn't gonna graduate and I was gonna be a dropout, and I was going the same faith that caused me to walk through that line and graduate, I did that. The same faith is going to carry me with faith on the line and also helping Prophet Stacy sometime on Philippians Fire. And that same faith is going to bring faith on the line to where it's supposed to be. And that same faith, you got to have faith that God will accept you and stop worrying about who won't accept you. And won't worry about God is the only one is to accept you for who you are and what you are, what he put you here to do. We got to give God the glory. We can't give man, because man don't have no glory. All he has is a lot of put downs and let downs. So we got to trust God no matter what we're going through with, no matter what people, how people may seem to may think where we are, no matter what people say, God ain't called you to do this and God ain't said this to you. No matter what, we still got to trust God. We still got to have the faith. We still got to know that we are accepted by him, because it was him that made us and not we ourselves. It was him that causes our life, to cause us to go, to cause our life to be where it is today. So, Philippifier, trust God and let God accept you for who you are. Accept you for what you are, no matter what you may go through or how you may feel. And as I begin to pray, I don't know why I begin to pray, but I thank and praise God for everything that where he had brought Philippifier from. I remember when it first got started and how he's beginning to bring faith on the line. And I thank and praise God for the woman of God that he puts over it. And sometimes she may get discouraged, but she can't stop. She got to go on, because it ain't her that called her to what she is. It's God who called her for what she is. And when you need someone to talk to, she's there. When you need someone to be ministered to, she's there. When you need prayer, the line is always open. She's there. When you need counseling, she's there. And I thank and praise God for her. Open up the Philippifier on tonight. Begin to allow me to share with you all, to allow God accept you for who you are, no matter what. Father God, in the name of Jesus, God, I ask you to look upon my sister, look upon my brother, look upon me, look upon those that are going to listen to this message afterward, and help them to know, God, that you accept them for who they are. You made them just the way they are for a reason and a purpose. God, thank you for using, Lord God, Philippifier. Thank you for using Faith on the Line. Thank you for using many more ministries out there that the enemy trying to put down and let down. Lord, we bind the hands of Satan off of your children, mind. We bind the hands of Satan off of their life, to saying that they weren't called to be who you called them. We decree and declare over their life tonight that they will learn how to stand up, that they will learn to have faith, that they will learn to know that you accept them for who they are and what they are, no matter what the enemy's trying to put in their head, no matter what the circumstance may be. Lord, whether they was born with a birth defect, whether they were born with a, Lord God, in a home, Lord God, where abuse, Lord God, whether they were born, Lord God, and they don't even know who their mother, their parent is, they still was accepted, God, by you, no matter what. And you allowed them to get to the place where they are. Lord, help us, God, on tonight to accept, to allow you to accept us who we are. Lord, help us, God, because, Lord, if you don't help us, if you don't touch our heart, if you don't strengthen us, God, Lord God, we will be so discouraged, Lord. We don't want to get discouraged by what the enemy has to say, because we are who we are. In Jesus' name, God, I pray for my sister. I pray for my brother. I pray for the ones that's coming, Lord, into the ministry, God. And, Lord God, that you will encourage their heart to know who they are in you. In the name of Jesus, I pray. In Jesus' name, God, I give you the glory. I give you the honor. And we give you the praise for it all. Thank you, Lord, and God bless you all for listening on Philippian Fire. May God bless you all. Until next time, love you all and have a blessed night. Turn it back over to Prophet Stacy.
Thank you so much, Prophetess Paige. That was a powerful word. Powerful word. And I feel in my spirit that somebody, it really hit home with you tonight. It really did. And I want to say to you, don't feel sorry for yourself. Do not feel sorry for yourself. If you are different, it's deliberate. If you are different, it's deliberate. Use it to your advantage. God accepts you. God accepts you. Now, if somebody under the sound of my voice, you are not saved, but you desire to get saved tonight, whether you're on the phone lines or online, whether you're listening now or later, it doesn't matter. There's no time or distance. In prayer, God will receive you. So just repeat after me. Father God, I am a sinner in need of your grace and mercy. I believe Jesus is Lord, and he came to save such a one as me. Save me, Lord. I receive. Even though I'm different, Lord, I believe that you will accept me. I know that I am embraced. I know that I am loved in you. Therefore, I come to you tonight. I want to be saved. If that's you, if you pray that prayer with me tonight, I want you to go to prolificfireministry.com and check out the tab that will tell you more about salvation. Just go to Prolificify Your Ministry and click on salvation. Prolificfireministry.com, rather, and click on salvation. Also, if at any time during the week you need prayer or private consultation, private Bible-based consultation is free. You can call or text me at 865-408-8690. And no, I don't mind. Call if you need to. It's 865-408-8690. Or email prolificfire@gmail.com. Prolific, P-R-O-L-I-F-I-C, fire@gmail.com. Follow me as I follow Christ on Twitter, @ProlificFire, on Periscope, @ProlificFire, on Instagram, @ProphetStacy, and like the Prolific Fire Ministry Facebook page. There you can check out my 5 minutes of focus videos, and sometimes 5 minutes of focus is an article that God leads me to write. Also, if you enjoy the woman of God tonight because she shared out of the Word of God and she shared out her own life, her testimony, she just came real with you tonight, encouraging somebody that if you're different, you're still accepted in God. Powerful word. If you enjoyed her tonight, be sure to join her on Faith on the Line. It's a powerful time of prayer. Faith on the Line, Friday night. Every Friday night, 7 Eastern, 6 Central, 4 Pacific. 7 Eastern, 6 Central, 4 Pacific by calling 712-451-0011. That's 712-451-0011. Access code 47 4723. Or she will be going live on Periscope doing Faith on the Line. And you can follow her on Periscope at Natasha C. Pate 24. Natasha C. Pate 24. Pate is P-A-T-E. Also, be sure to join me back here on Prolificify, each and every one of you, when the message will be getting rid of the shame. Getting rid of the shame. Yes, that happened to you, but you know what? Just because it happened, that doesn't mean that it has to hold you or control you. We will be getting rid of the shame on next week. Well, that's it for tonight. I pray that each of you are blessed once again. Thank you, thank you, thank you. And I will see you all next week. God bless.